The Alpha Sessions.
Hello, welcome to Alpha Sessions. You're with Gigi Harland, and today I have my musical guest, Kat.
Hello, thank you, Gigi.
Welcome.
It's great to be back.
Welcome, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I can't wait to hear what you're going to play for us, because as you already know, I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Came to your amazing International Women's Day show that you put on, and I didn't know it was going to be such a diverse format. I was expecting standard gig situation, bunch of different bands, probably all female identifying led. What I got was a cultural buffet.
Oh, I love
I'm gonna say we had short films, all like directed by women with like female stars. We had a Q&A session which you compared between one of the directors and two of the cast members. We had different artists back to back. You just did an amazing job at holding that whole thing together.
So. Thank you. And thank you for coming as well. Like, the support meant so much. It was the first time I'd put on a gig like that, an event that was sort of multimedia, something that I've wanted to do for a while, because I love all that. I love films, and I love championing like emerging artists as well. And the fact that it was International Women's Day, and to provide a platform for just amazing female talent.
Yeah. You obviously played a set of your own music at the end as well, which was amazing. We had some unreleased material as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Debuted your new music video for a song called Rise.
Well, I figured I might as well.
Yeah. Be rude not to. Read to yourself, not to. How did you come to find all the artists that you included in your show? Because granted, there's a lot of amazing female artists on the London scene, as we know, but how did you reach out to them? How did you find them?
A few different ways. I had a very clear vision of the kind of artists that I wanted, and the vibe, the energy that I wanted, as well as obviously showcasing like these amazing creatives. I wanted to feel like a community, and also potentially bring in different creatives together that could maybe be a catalyst for collaborations and even just support. So some of them was, for example, Emily Fields is a fellow Alpha Sessions artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Alan.
Ciao, Emily.
I was like, this is what I'm looking for. And so he sent me some recommendations. And as soon as I checked Emily Fields out, I was like, yes, she's perfect.
Yeah.
And other ways, for example, with one of the short films, when I was sort of doing my due diligence, I was looking for screenings and things like that.
Yeah.
So I just went down to the first screening of The Orange Keepers, got to meet Sunny, the director, and the cast. And once I saw it, was like blown away and was like, yes. Mm. Like, so it was a multifaceted way of doing it. Obviously, leaning on my own contacts as well, or people that I had met and just thought were awesome.
Yeah.
So, a big help was recommendations from people that I trusted in the industry, in the different, yeah.
It's the classic way, really, like it's sort of word of mouth, and from people you trust is always, I feel like there's a through line with that, whether it's like finding out which artists you should go see a gig, or whether it's finding, you know, artists for a night you want to put on. Like, social media can go so far, but like, ultimately, if you get like personal,
I think going to the gigs,
yeah,
or even just having like a chat with the creatives, just to see if your energies align,
mm-hmm.
if you're kind of on the same page about whatever the event is about, or what you're hoping sort of accomplish. But yeah, getting to the gigs or to the screenings and stuff like that, I think nothing's better than that, really.
That's the key. Nothing beats the live experience, as we all know. AI can try. It's never, never going to measure up.
No, can't match it.
So, from a songwriting perspective, do you write a lot of your stuff solo by yourself? Or we've got Joe, the amazing Joe, here with us playing guitar with you today. Do you guys write together? Like, how does it start? What's the spark for you?
Often, me and Joe have started doing some little songwriting sessions. With the songs from the EP, most of them started from like little seeds of inspiration. That one was very heavily led by my own experiences, of my own, or others where I'd, you know, where you chat to your friends and things like that.
Mm.
So often it does start like on my own, and maybe it could be like a vocal melody, or I'll have a concept, or I think, you know, I really want to write about this or have this message. So yeah, it often starts as a little seed, and then once it sort of starts to germinate, then I'll often then go like with a musician that I trust, or a producer, and then the whole vision sort of comes into being.
Comes to life, yeah. It's so interesting. Like, people always have their own little different ways, and I don't think there's any one clear answer where it comes from most people. It's just, that's the mysterious thing about creativity, I guess.
And being open, I think, to different ways. I think sometimes you can get quite like honed in on this is the way that I create, but actually sometimes maybe doing something a little bit different or just allowing things to happen can be.
Has that always come really quite inspiring. Naturally to you, like the kind of being open, or is it something if you kind of had to work at your confidence in just kind of allowing it to come through and not trying to control the outcome too much?
I think definitely, like, I've been doing this for a long time, so there's definitely been ebbs and flows. I think from sort of maybe sort of the last 5-6 years, although sometimes, you know, you're always going to have that worry, like, you know, can I write another song, you know, once
I'll never write anything
again.
You've been sat there for like 10 minutes and you're like, this is it, this is the end.
No, it's like, okay, can I match what I've written before? But I think I'm much better at kind of, you know, if those little voices start, just kind of reining it in and just being like, you know, you have done this more than once, so just trusting that it is there and it will come. Like, I feel I'm much better at that, just being a little bit more patient and like not worrying about it has to be done at this day, this time, like, you know, that works for me better, like taking that pressure off.
You are, I think, one of the most hard-working independent artists that I know of on the London scene. What would you say to someone if they're thinking about maybe they're moving to London from somewhere for the first time, or they're thinking, okay, I'm gonna give this a go, I want to be independent, you know, they see people doing it on TikTok and they're like, all right, this looks, you know, pretty straightforward, I'm just gonna give it a go. Like, what advice would you give them?
I think, I guess, be kind to yourself first of all, and, you know, a lot of it you learn on the job, you know. Like, for example, performances, every performance, even if you're singing the same songs, they're going to be a little bit different, you know. You're going to have those amazing moments that are just like, you know, like wow. And there's going to be sometimes things aren't going to go so good, but I feel like you either, you know, it's never failure. I think maybe that's the key. Like, don't see any disappointments or rejections or any stalling to get where you want to as a failure. It's all learning and adds to you growing and evolving as an artist. So I would say, just if it's what you really want to do, just keep plugging away and follow your own, like, inner voice of what you want to create, and just always lean on being authentic to yourself rather than worrying about the validation of others.
Yeah.
I think really like trusting your own voice.
Yeah, yeah. Sage advice.
Thank you.
Talking of relying on your intuition, the song that you're going to play for us next is a song called Creeping Around, which is a single I believe you released in 2022. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before we hear it?
So Creeping Around, yeah, it's had lots of iterations. And the one that you hear today, because it's been in my set for quite a long time, it's one of my older songs. And working with Joe, like, in the rehearsals, we're like, what can we do to sort of do something a little bit different? So that introduced, obviously, using, like, the loop station and stuff like that. And Creeping is Around is kind of like that sixth sense when you kind of feel like something's off. And maybe you're bracing yourself to kind of have that confrontation about it. But again, you're right. It's about trusting that little inner voice and, I guess, figuring out what your next play is.
Concept of a money, guess what you don't seem to mind.
She plays the damsel in distress, always some emergency. So you leave me sleeping alone in bed, don't seem to see that I know you're creeping around. Back door open slightly so you don't make a sound. So where you been, my darling? I'm freaking, can't sleep for fear that you're with her. At least three hang-ups in a day, love letters and what you deny. Boys night out, that's what you say. So why can't you look me in the eye? Somehow our blue sky turned to gray. We try to see it and you lie. So I play detective in my head, goodbye lullaby. And I know you're creeping around. Back door open slightly so you don't make a sound. So where you been, my darling? I'm freaking, can't sleep for fear that you're with her. Are you with her? They say that the worst lies are the ones we try to convince ourselves of, but denial doesn't taste so sweet to me. When the curtain falls, what's left but that final goodbye? Yeah, I know you're creeping around. Oh, I know you're creeping around. Yeah, I know you're creeping around. Oh, I know you're creeping around. Back door open slightly so you don't make a sound. So where you been, my darling? I'm freaking, can't sleep for fear that you're with her.
Alpha Sessions.
Oh, amazing. That was Creeping Around by Kat. I love that song. And
thank
I
you.
Love the way that you guys flesh it all out with the Loop Station. Is that something that you guys do regularly? Do you use the Loop Station a lot in your live shows? Is that a big facet of what?
So it's actually
doing?
A newer thing.
Okay.
We've only done that so far at 2 gigs, I think, so far, or maybe a couple more than that, but it's definitely sort of in the last 6 months where we were just thinking about ways to just revamp things, keep things interesting for us as well, and just to see what we could do. Also, you know, love a little challenge as well, and it is a little bit more, it's different because you have I quite like it, my performances are quite loose and quite fluid, so with the Loop Station you have to be a little bit more
it gives you parameters that it's very unforgiving, isn't it, for those that don't know. But Loop Station is a little unit, and you can, at the press of a foot pedal, you can overdub different layers, so you can play a guitar line or sing a melody line, record it pretty much immediately, and it will repeat, and you can layer things up. It's a really beautiful
Well, if you're just as a duo as well and you want to kind of have a fuller sound, and all credit goes to Joe because obviously he's doing all the pedals and all
the
that,
the wizard,
and he's sort of really bringing that fuller sound, fuller band sound. So it's been really fun to kind of play around with and see what we can create, and Creeping Around just really lends itself to it, and we've had a really lovely reaction whenever we've done it with the Loop Station. So
It's really engaging to watch as well. If you watch somebody do it live, and if you're going to catch Kat at a show at some point soon, which you definitely should, it's just I can stare at it for ages. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I suppose with your style of music is quite fluid also. Like some of your music I feel is quite R&B, like your singing style is quite R&B. You've got that lovely sort of vibrato, jazzy kind of inflections on things. Other times it's a bit more rocky, other times it's a bit more pop, but it always sounds like you somehow. In terms of like genre bending, have you ever felt Has that always been sort of easy for you to always have this central thread that runs through everything that sounds like you, or have you had to sort of hone that a bit? Have you ever felt pressure to put yourself in a box?
I think it's been a journey in terms of finding my sound, and I think it wasn't until I started doing the EP that I really felt like, okay, like often, you know, as you're, you know, you're going through this industry, everyone has an opinion, and often I was sort of kind of told, like, stay in your lane, or you need to sort of pick a...
By who?
By peers, by also while I was doing my training and stuff like that.
Right.
University training, I'll say. But I think what was huge for me, I always have to give credit to my vocal coach and mentor, who was just amazing. And she just really encouraged me to really just find what was authentic to me.
Mm.
And it didn't have to be labelled. And I think I've always listened to all music. Like, I've loved all music, and I think it would be a disservice to me not to explore that.
Yeah, that's really great that you had someone that was encouraging you. I found, especially with vocal teachers, sometimes there can be, in the very noble effort to get your physical technique strong and safe, sometimes there can be a tendency to try and just get you to sound one way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you lean into almost the cracks in your voice and like those little slightly weird inflections that make you instantly recognizable, I think they do you a massive favor. And you're going to feel so much more free.
Yeah, I mean,
when you're singing.
To be honest, like when I watch a live performance, I love it when I hear those little nuances that you're not going to hear on the record.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, same.
Where the emotion comes to the forefront,
mm-hmm.
and it's not necessarily led just by technique. Of course, technique's important. You know, it gives you the stamina, it gives you the ability to be able to do all the riffs and stuff like that. But for me, it's always very much been about the authenticity. And I think that comes from the kind of music I was sort of always listening to, with, you know, the soulful powerhouses. I think that's always been like the root of my inspiration vocally, and just that real openness to wear your heart on your sleeve and to expose your vulnerabilities and still be like sort of sassy with it.
Yeah, so come out strong. Well, talking of powerhouses, we're going to hear the track Warrior, from which is the title of your EP,
Warrior
I believe.
Heart, yeah.
Take it away.
Tasted the dirt, felt the ground graze my face. Pushed beyond my limits, couldn't find any trace of grace. Prayed for a resolution, way out of this place. Couldn't see a glimmer of light, all but lost my faith. Suddenly I heard it, like a whisper in the wind. Just a murmur, started somewhere deep within. And then I felt it, like a drum steady to the beat. Battles don't mean defeat. It was my warrior heart, my warrior heart that won't back down. Yeah, my warrior heart, my warrior heart, yeah. Keep your pleasantries, your apologies. If you have no follow through, well, you saw your words to me. I'm not ashamed to admit, when all I notice to dust, that I am scared and broken, close to the edge now. Suddenly I sense it, like the tide rushing in, all consuming, willing me not to give it in. And then I felt it, like a drum steady to the beat. Battles don't mean defeat. It was my warrior heart, my warrior heart that won't back down. Yeah, my warrior heart, my warrior heart. For everyone who told me I couldn't do it and tried to hold me back, keep me biting at the bit. Oh, boxed in, oh, so carefully wrapped. I never knew till I knew the power in all these invisible scars.
Alpha Sessions.
Fantastic song. I love, there's a line in there that you sing which is battle wounds don't mean defeat, and I think there's so many people that will relate to that, but maybe who might be on their journey to maybe coming out the other side and not seeing it as damage but something that's made them stronger. How did you start writing that song? Like, where did that come from?
Well, when I decided I wanted to do an EP, Warrior Heart was, I guess it came as a title. I knew that was going to be the title of the EP, and I thought, yeah, it'd be a good idea to have a song. And the whole EP at its centre is about vulnerability as a strength. And I feel like Warrior Heart encapsulates that. You have the warrior, which is the strength, but you have your heart, which is obviously that vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And so it came from a place of really celebrating that and also finding the moments where you're in the middle of it, in the thick of it. So not at the beginning where maybe the disaster has first happened, but when you're like literally on your knees, but then still finding that willpower to keep on.
Yeah.
And I think that was an important message for me at the time, but also something I thought was important in, you know, songs have their own therapy. And sometimes that is a message that, you know, maybe someone listening might need to hear, that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that that these moments are part of life, but they're temporary as well. And I think, again, just being like okay with that.
Yeah, I love the fact that you talk about this weird in between, because I feel like a lot of the times what I see on social media or in people's songs, it's like it's either the first end of the spectrum where you're just in the despair, and I don't know, something has tested you and it's, you're in the thick of it, and it's all very much, it's almost like a diaristic entry of like, here is all the pain in my heart right now. And that's the vulnerability side of it, I guess, which is a strength in itself. But I feel like I either get that side of it or someone who's clean out the other side and is like, and I've emerged victorious and I'm like this strong, you know, invincible person now. And people don't really, maybe it's because it's so hard to talk about, because it's such a weird alchemical process when you're going through something difficult, but people don't really describe the middle.
That's the messy part though.
Yeah, that's the interesting part.
That's like the messy,
you describe it.
Yeah, that's like the messy part of it. And I think when you are having a difficult, you're in a difficult spot, you know, when you hear the success stories, okay, that's nice, but you're kind of like, oh, no, but you don't get me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm, you like, know, I love the success
for you,
story.
But will it, you know, I think it, all the different phases have like their value. But yeah, I think that bit in between when, you know, you're under the pump, under that pressure, but you're ready sort of for the fight. You're ready for, you know, for...
Yeah, that's the grit that keeps
navigating
you...
Navigating that very difficult period. And
yeah, I think that's where things get, like, the most interesting, I think. And you sing about it and you write about it in a really honest, just very uncomplicated way, which I really like, because you don't see it very much.
I think it was something that was important to me. And I, with doing this whole EP, I had to kind of like brace myself. Like, if I'm going to do it, I need to, in a way, practice what I preach. I need to be able to like share that vulnerability. That's hard.
Yeah.
Even as creatives, we're so sensitive and we feel things fully, but sometimes it's a bit scary to really put that stuff out there. But I think it helps you as an artist, but also as a human.
As a human, yeah.
It encourages shared experience and being able to kind of acknowledge the hard stuff too.
Yeah.
Because life is hard.
I think if you can name those fears as well, it takes some of the sting out of it. Like, all of a sudden, it's not this big, nebulous, unnamed thing. It's like, if you can name it and you can center it. It's no longer, it's not only is it a shared experience, but it kind of makes it, it shrinks it down to mm-hmm. the size it should be, yeah. rather than being this, you know, big cloud that you're yeah. struggling to get out from. But you wrote about it so beautifully. The next song you're going to play for us is called One Man Show, and I believe this is coming out on May 14th.
Yes. So today I was like, okay, when's it getting released? Okay.
You're deciding when to release it now.
So I was like, okay, I need a date. So May 14th is the plan to release it, and it's been a long time coming. I'd initially planned to release it last year, but, you know, life stuff happens. Mm-hmm. But finally feel ready to let it out into the world. The music video is also going to be released alongside the song. So I'm really excited.
Amazing.
Officially release it.
All right, let's hear it. This is One Man Show.
Is there something that you want to tell me? I'm pretty good at reading between the lines. I kind of get the feeling that your heart is something, something detrimental to both our lives. That's why we need to know which way this love thing's gonna go. So quit stalling, cause you're moving far too slow. Consideration, I know you like the starring role, but time's up for procrastinating, and I'm fed up with just a cameo. Hide and seek was made for kids, darling, you're just too old for this. So insecure. Either way, you got to let me know. No, no, no. Which way?
Alpha Sessions.
That was One Man Show with Kat. Fantastic yet again. There's something interesting that I picked up in I suppose the songs that bookend this set are this feeling of as you say, pretty good at reading between the lines, and this very sharp instinct that you seem to have. Is that something that you tend to do naturally? Are you kind of waiting to see what's kind of in the space between what people say, or do you find you can go there quite easily? Or
I think obviously as you get older and you have more experiences, and not all good, uh-huh. you get a little bit better at picking up certain signs or nuances and certain things you don't want to repeat, or you know, you want to sort of avoid. So I think, as with anything, like even intuition, I think it's something that Yeah, it gets better with practice.
Yeah, I think especially for women as well, I sort of feel like your natural instincts are things that are kind of trained out of all of us from a very young age in school. It's very much, you know, sit here, sit at this table, which is designed for like multiple people, be quiet, like you can only use the bathroom when the teacher says, like, it's, you know, you're trained to be a certain way from a very young age. But I think especially for women, we are taught to be so implicitly, you know, deferential to other people, to like mask a lot of our own feelings, to not be too much, not be inconvenient, to not
too
be
emotional,
rude,
don't
even get me started on that. Like, emotions are our strength, but like, you know, there's a lot of pressure to just be manageable. Especially as a woman in the music industry, is that something that you've ever dealt with, that there's that pressure, or have you always been quite fortunate?
I think definitely is something, and it's something that, you know, is good to question as you're finding yourself and you're finding, you know, what matters to you or who I am, even. To question these things, are these parameters something I'm putting on myself, limiting beliefs, or are they things that have come from, you know, other people, peers, culture, family, and kind of unpicking that and finding out, like, who am I actually as an artist, but just as a person as well. And, you know, there's a freedom in kind of letting go of all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe, like, everyone is entitled to be fully themselves. You know, there shouldn't be limitations. Now, obviously, be kind.
A disservice if you're not, because in a way it's like, oh, this is how I think of it anyway. You're put on this earth with all of your different, like, the lens that you experience things through, all your different, like, you know, your talents, your, like, ways of expressing yourself. And granted, like, some of this is all filtered through experience and the people that you meet, but I really believe it's all there for a reason. And therefore, if you're masking that, it's like you're getting in the way of this way that you have of expressing yourself, which only you can do. Like, only you see the world, like, exactly the way that you do.
100%.
And we need that.
Yeah, 100%. And I think also by accepting yourself as you are, you know, encourages tolerance as well. Like, if everyone was free to just be who they were, I think the world would be a much kinder and a happier place.
More tolerant place, yeah, for sure. I agree. If you get the chance to catch Kat at a show, you absolutely should. Have you got anything coming up that we can catch you at soon?
So at the moment, where I'm working on the release, but I like to always try and have a gig round about a release date. So I've given myself obviously another challenge now.
14th of May now.
So around that time, I will plan to have a gig to celebrate the release of the song. And yeah, I mean, I'll be on the socials, like Kat's Music, the handle on all my socials, so I always put up any gigs.
Kat's Music with a Q, I think, at the end, isn't it?
KATSMUSIQ. Yeah. So when me and Joe have any gigs, they always go up on the socials.
Amazing. Well, I'll definitely be catching you at one of those shows. And anything else you would like to leave us with about what you have coming up?
Whatever that you, whether you're tuning in as a creative or just someone that loves music, I think just, yeah, give yourself grace for the hard days and celebrate, you know, the wins, even if they're little wins, you know. Constantly reminded that, you know, life is too short. And I think just sometimes reminding yourself of that, that sometimes it's the everyday moments that are amazing and should also be celebrated.
Well, on the sage advice from an incredibly sage, stellar artist, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat to us.
Thank you so much, Gigi. It's wonderful to be back here. To all the Alpha Sessions teams, thank you so much for having me.
The Alpha Sessions.